Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the big debate in AI development, agents versus workflows, sparked by OpenAI's new Agent Kit.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. I saw the announcement for Agent Kit, and it looks incredibly powerful. A full set of tools to build and deploy agents? What's not to love?
Okay, but that's the thing. I'm not even sure I'd use the product itself. But what's fascinating to me is how they're talking about it. Because when I look at their examples, that's not an agent to me. It's a workflow.
Wait, hold on. A workflow? Aren't they kind of the same thing? I feel like the whole community uses those words interchangeably.
And that's the problem. I thought the AI engineering community had sort of landed on some definitions, but apparently not. OpenAI's definition seems totally different from the one we've been using.
Okay, so you have to break this down for me. What is the real difference then? Where do we draw the line?
The best place to start is with Anthropic's article, Building Effective Agents. It came out last December and Mealy codified the whole thing. They define an agent as a loop. The LLM is in a continuous loop, deciding what to do next.
A loop? What does that even mean in this context? An infinite loop?
Essentially, yeah. Until it decides to stop. An agent is a loop where the LLM decides when to stop. It's multiple LLM calls, one after another. But to make it useful, you have to feed it new information each time.
And how does it get new information?
Through tools. The LLM says, hey, run this piece of code for me, like write a file to the system. Then the system runs the code and reports back, okay, file written successfully. The LLM takes that new info and decides what to do next. Call another tool, or maybe, just maybe, say I'm done.
I see. So it's the cycle of call a tool, get a result, process, repeat. And the LLM is the one driving, deciding whether to keep going or hit the brakes. That's actually pretty cool.
Exactly. That beautiful loop is what powers things like the advanced coding assistants you see. The ones that can debug complex code bases on their own. They're improvising.
Okay, so if that's an agent, what's a workflow? The OpenAI example?
Precisely. A workflow is much simpler to define. There's no loop. It's just a set of predetermined steps, one after another. You take the output of one LLM call and pass it to the next one. It's a directional flow, not a loop.
So it's like a recipe. Step one. Do this. Step two, do that. You might have some if this, then that logic, but all the possible paths are known and coded from the start.
You've got it. All code paths are known ahead of time. And the cool thing about workflows is that you can optimize them like crazy. For instance, you can run multiple steps in parallel.
Oh, that makes sense. If you know the whole path, you can find shortcuts.
Right. Imagine you have a long text to summarize. A workflow could split it in two, have two different LLM calls summarize each half at the same time, and then have a final LLM call summarize those two summaries. It's super efficient.
I like the sound of that. It's predictable, it's fast. I can see why that's powerful.
It's so powerful. Honestly, if I had to pick one to take to a desert island, I'd probably pick workflows, but that's just me. The key difference, the real heart of it all, is who decides when to stop the program.
Let me see if I've got this straight. With an agent, it's the LLM. It says, okay, I've done the work, let's stop. But with a workflow, it just ends because it reached the last coded step. The program decides.
Yes, that's it. And this entire distinction matters because they're good for completely different things. It's like an agent is jazz. It's all improvisation, all feel. It's perfect when the path to a solution is unclear, like fixing a bug you've never seen before.
I love that analogy. And a workflow is, what, classical music?
Exactly, classical music. You spend ages optimizing the upfront setup, the sheet music, so the final output is as perfect as it can be. You use it when you need to do the same thing 1,000 times, and you need it to be efficient and reliable.
So, jazz versus classical. Improvisation versus a perfect, predetermined performance. That actually clarifies a lot. But is it always so black and white? Is a system either one or the other?
That's a great question, And no, it's not. It's definitely a spectrum. Most systems you see are somewhere in the middle. For instance, you would never deploy a pure agent that could run forever, right? That's a recipe for a massive bill.
Haha, absolutely not. So, what do?
You add a deterministic stop. Most agents have a max steps counter. After, say, 10 loops, the code just cuts it off, no matter what the LLM wants. That's a workflow element inside an agent.
Ah, a safety net. And does it go the other way? Can workflows have agent-like features?
Totally. You can have workflows that contain loops, maybe to refine a piece of text over and over. But the key difference is, can the LLM break that loop early on its own? If not, I'd still call it a workflow. You can even have agents that call entire workflows as one of their tools. It gets complex.
Wow. So it really is a set of design patterns, not rigid boxes. So why does it annoy you so much that OpenAI called their kit an agent kit? If it's all a spectrum, who cares about the name?
Because the definitions are useful. They're a pedagogical tool. They help us think about problems and communicate the trade-offs we're making. When a massive player like OpenAI comes in and muddies the water, it just creates confusion. It hurts our ability to talk about these patterns clearly.
I get that. If everyone's speaking a different language, you can't build a tower together. You're just hoping the community eventually lands on the Anthropic definition.
I really do. That an agent is just tool calls in a loop. It's simple, it's clear, and it gives us a shared foundation to build on. Anyway, if you find this stuff interesting, you'll love what I'm working on at AIHero.dev. It's all about mashing AI and TypeScript together to ship really powerful applications.
Sounds fantastic. This has been super illuminating. I feel like I actually understand the difference now.
I'm glad it's a crucial distinction. Thanks so much for joining along, folks. I will see you very soon.
Goodbye.